Alright, good morning, nerds. It's August 8th, and I'm here with your daily nerd brief. Let's start with Star Trek Discovery. Star Trek's been popular in the news lately. For Discovery Season 2, the head makeup person, Glenn Hetrick, which you may know from Face Off, the TV series, has said that they are going to change the look of the Klingons again. A lot of people weren't happy with how they looked in Season 1. I think they're going to take some steps to bring them closer to what they look like in the normal Star Trek original series lore. We will see how that turns out. So like I said, Season 2, the Klingons are going to look different. Star Trek Discovery, Season 2 set to return some point in 2019. No specific date. Let's see. Glenn Hetrick does great work. Let's see what he does to bring the Klingons closer to what we know them as. Okay, Funko Pop collectors and Kubo and the Two Strings fans, you guys are going to be happy. They are making 3 Funko Pops from the movie, animated movie, Kubo and the Two Strings. You're going to have Kubo with his little Hanzo samurai. You're going to have Monkey, and you also have Kubo with his armor on. I'm looking at pictures of them right now. They're really cute. I'm not a big Funko collector myself. Something about the big black eyes kind of creeps me out. But these are actually cute, the Monkey especially. So if you're a fan of Kubo and the Two Strings and you like to collect Funkos, these would be right up your alley. Okay, Supergirl, the television series, just cast Nicole Maines as television's first transgender superhero. The character will be named Dreamer. It's an existing character, kinda. Nia Nal, who is a, from what I understand, a descendant of Nuranol. Nuranol was a character from Legion of Superheroes, if I remember correctly. She was called Dream Girl, and late in the 90s, I believe they called her Dreamer also. This is not that character. It's supposedly a descendant of that character. So Supergirl Season 4 on CW, you will see Nicole Maines as the television's first transgender superhero, Dreamer. Her power is, in her dreams, she can see the future. At least that's what it was in the comics. Let's see if they change that at all in the TV series. Charmed. They have a reboot for Charmed. I watched the original series way back before Netflix. I binged it on DVD. It seemed like 13 seasons or so. It was a lot of seasons. I liked the show. A lot of shows got spun off from it, like Angel and some others. They are rebooting it. There's been some backlash from one of the original actresses, actually, Holly Marie Combs. Did a little pushback in the beginning. She thought it would tarnish the image of the original. Supposedly this script is really good. It's a new set of sisters. They plan on having plenty of Easter eggs from the original series in this new reboot. And it has not come out yet, but it is expected to be available. Let me scroll to the bottom. Based on the original series, I don't see a date here. I thought I read it earlier that they had a date for it to come out. Maybe I am wrong. I have been wrong before. I'll be wrong again. Here we go. The reboot will premiere Sunday, October 14th on the CW. The CW is getting quite a few good shows. As I understand it, CW doesn't have a streaming service yet, so it should still be part of your cable package. So, the Charmed reboot, October 14th. Give it a couple episodes to see if it's going to be as good as the original. Lots of good stories to be told from that. So, I'm going to check it out myself. House of Cards. Where do I go with this? Okay, House of Cards Season 6. Everybody by now, unless you lived under a rock, should know about Kevin Spacey's sexual misconduct issues. Bad enough that he got released from House of Cards. His character, Frank Underwood, who was president on the show at the time, with his wife as vice president, which I guess that could happen. Seems kind of weird, but at the end of last season, he kind of stepped down and handed it over to his wife, played by Robin Wright. Season 6 starts with her as president. The promo pictures show her sitting on a marble throne, right hand on the chair, blood-covered right hand dripping down the arm of the chair. It looks really intense. So, November 2nd? Yeah, November 2nd, House of Cards Season 6 on Netflix. Supposedly the last season for House of Cards also. They're going to tie it all up nicely. Can't wait to see that. The previous seasons were great. The Frank Underwood character was great. It's a shame Kevin Spacey's personal life was such a mess that it almost derailed the series. Let's see how they end that satisfactorily. Okay, we've been talking about MoviePass a lot this past week. MoviePass also makes films. I was not aware of this. They are a movie-making company also. Their previous two movies, Gotti and The Row, came out with no real fanfare, weren't that big. They're making another movie. They need it to be big so that they can make up some money that they're losing in their subscription service. They might do it because they cast Bruce Willis to star in this one. It's a movie based on a guy who gets hit by a stray bullet during a bank heist. It caused him to lose about 10 minutes of his memory. The big mob boss that wants his money back is, you know, leaning on him heavy. He needs to remember what happened, where the money went, and so he can get it back to this mob boss before he knocks him off. Bruce Willis is not playing the one who got shot. Supposedly he's playing the crime boss. I kind of like Bruce Willis better when he plays the bad guy. So this should be pretty good. He plays a pretty good evil dude. We will see how this turns out. Hopefully it turns out well so MoviePass can not go bankrupt. Horror fans, remember Chucky, the little evil doll that has, you know, possessed somebody's soul. Sideshow is making Sideshow Collectibles has a doll, a 15-inch tall replica of Chucky. The doll also talks, says some of his signature phrases like, "Hi, I'm Chucky and I'm your friend to the end." Kind of creepy. What's creepier is it's Chucky, the pizza face Chucky, after he got his face sliced by, I believe it was the Reaper. And this is only $94 from Sideshow. Not a bad price for a 15-inch tall replica if you're into the horror stuff. You know, classic Chucky with his good guy's overalls. If $94 is a bit high, they do take payment plans. It's on pre-order right now, so you got time to save up. Estimated to come out late 2018, early 2019. Made by Mezco Toys. Pretty cool collectible for horror fans. Another collectible from Sideshow Toys that are coming out, Sideshow Collectibles, is the Jurassic Park goggles. If you remember in the first one, the kid puts the goggles on, you know, right before the T-Rex makes his appearance. They have made a spot-on replica of the goggles, along with the crosshairs. When you change the lenses, you'll also have the crosshairs on the front of the lenses visible. They are a 1-to-1 size ratio. It's about 7 inches high for the goggles. They were pretty big. This is also on pre-order. These are a little more expensive though. $450. They have actual working lenses. You can also make payments on this. It comes out April 2019 time frame. Start saving your money if you're a Jurassic Park fan. Pick those up. Okay, Stephen King. Seems like there's a big resurgence lately in people making Stephen King books into movies and TV shows. Another one of Stephen King's books, In the Tall Grass, is being turned into a show starring James Marsden, of all people. Yeah, he just had In the Tall Grass is the third adaptation from Netflix of his stuff, including Gerald's Game in 1922. It is slated for a 2019 release. If you like Stephen King, which it's undeniable his books make really good movies, even if the person producing them is not the best, the movies seem to do really well based off of his books. So In the Tall Grass, look for that in 2019. Okay, I reported on Batwoman being in the Arrowverse mid-season crossover in December. Batwoman, as you know, first should be, if I remember correctly, the first lesbian superhero on TV. She's going to, is so popular, they're going to spin out her own series from this on Arrowverse. They've cast somebody to be Batwoman. Perfect person, Ruby Rose. She fits the mold perfectly. She's going to be Batwoman in the CW Arrowverse. And Batwoman's co-creator, Greg Rucka, when they asked him about it, he was fully behind Ruby Rose being Kate Kane. So this December, watch Arrow's mid-season crossover, which will have a ton of characters in it. It will be Batwoman's debut leading into her solo series. Okay, Power Rangers fans. The Power Rangers movie that came out not long ago, I didn't hate it. I believe it came out in 2017. I didn't hate the movie. It wasn't one of my favorites. It was more of an origin story. Saban has sold the rights for Power Rangers to Hasbro. A lot of people thought Hasbro were, you know, the movies were done at that point, and Hasbro had no interest in pursuing that. Well, they were wrong. Hasbro is going with a big movie production. Excuse me. They want to make Power Rangers as big as it should be. They want them to unlock the Power Rangers' full potential. So they're working on a follow-up movie for Power Rangers. They're talking about maybe the sequel having Tommy Oliver, which means maybe Jason David Frank. If they're bringing in the original Tommy Oliver, they'll have Jason David Frank. That would be really, really cool. Jason David Frank's really nice guy. Everybody loves him as Tommy Oliver. Would love to see him return, maybe as a mentor to the new Power Rangers. We'll see. Rita's going to return, bring some of her new monsters. Don't know, just everybody loves Power Rangers, so let's see some more of them. Make a really good movie, write a good script, and let's put this thing up on the screen. Watchmen. Dave Gibbons and Alan Moore's classic Watchmen is coming to HBO. HBO is going to make a show from The Watchmen. They are casting at this time. This is the first I heard. I guess it's been in works for a while. We will see. Like I said, it's based on The Watchmen. They're going to have younger versions of some of the characters, like a younger Walter Kovacs, who was Rorschach. Really looking forward. I kind of like the whole Watchmen universe. The Before the Watchmen comic series they had, where they focused on all the old original characters one at a time. Watchmen are featured pretty prominently in the DC universe now. On the fringes, they're going to start bringing them in, I'm sure. We've seen, you know, Ozymandias and Dr. Manhattan, among others. We've seen the second Rorschach. It's not Walter Kovacs. They haven't, as far as I know, haven't brought him back yet. So let's see how The Watchmen turns out on HBO. HBO has a good history of making these shows, so I hope they do it justice. Throw some good script at them. Disney streaming. Streaming services seem to be in the news a lot. The Disney streaming service supposedly will not have any of the Star Wars films prior to 2019. The reason for that is they don't own the streaming rights. They license the streaming rights out to others. So you won't see those until they start getting those licenses back. They are actively trying to get these back. Some of these contracts don't end until 2024. So I'm sure Disney would have to pay a big chunk of money to get them back before that time. But they really want to push. They're pushing hard on their streaming service. They're betting quite heavily that this is going to be a hit for them. And I agree with them. I think the Disney streaming service will be amazing. So if you wanted to watch some of the older Star Wars stuff when the streaming service comes out, you're going to have to wait until they get those rights back. Supernatural, hugely popular show. They have tried to make, they've been talking about making spinoffs from this for a while. Jared Padalecki and Jensen Ackles, the two main characters, that show has a life of its own. People have been pushing for them to have a spinoff for Wayward Sisters. It's not going to happen. They confirmed there's no idea for them to do this. They are just pushing on with Supernatural. It's coming up on its 14th season. 14th of Supernatural. It's going to come back season 14 on October 11th on the CW. Like I said, CW. Killer lineups. They are just killing it with their shows. But you will see no more Supernatural spinoff talk. They are just concentrating on the main show. Which is, I guess, good. You don't want to water down the product too much. Death of the Inhumans. Still going on. I told you guys earlier in the week about Vox, the super inhuman, working for the Kree. The Kree want to get rid of all the Inhumans. They kind of created the Inhumans. They did some research and testing on regular humans and created these Inhumans. They kind of just abandoned it, and now they're coming back and they're wanting to get rid of this failure of the Inhumans and take over Earth. I don't know why. Maybe to do some more research, but there's some reason they want to wipe them all out. They've killed a lot of the big name Inhumans already. The Krees are insisting, you know, Inhumans are their property. They can do what they want with them. Black Bolt has different ideas. So they're fighting for their life against the Kree. We will see. I keep saying that, don't I? We will see. Black Bolt will do his best to keep them from killing off all the Inhumans. Universal was working on a movie with Chris Pratt called Cowboy Ninja Viking. That has been delayed indefinitely from what they've said. They're still working on the script. It's just the filming is in hiatus. Chris Pratt's still attached to it. I guess he really wants to do that. Originally, they said it was going to come out June 28th, 2019. They don't want to... Their reasoning was they didn't want to push hard just to hit a deadline. They want to make a really good product. Okay, I'm behind that. But if you wait too long, Chris Pratt is a hot commodity right now. He might get picked up for something else and not be able to film when you're ready. So if you're looking forward to Cowboy Ninja Viking, sorry, you're going to have to wait a little longer. It should be worth it since they're taking time to make it good. The new Spider-Man movie, Far From Home. They've shown the casting list includes Samuel Jackson and Cobie Smulders. If you don't know those names, they are Nick Fury and Maria Hill from the Avengers. You saw at the end, shouldn't be spoilers, it's been out for a while. Avengers Infinity War, at the end, you saw them be victims of Thanos' finger snap, but not before Nick Fury could send out a mercy message to Captain Marvel, Brie Larson. He's going to appear in Brie Larson's solo movie. We're not sure where that's set in the timeline. The Brie Larson Captain Marvel movie is before or after the events of Infinity War. But like I said, him and Maria Hill will be appearing in the new Spider-Man movie, set to come out July 5th, 2019. You just... They got to find some way to bring these characters back after Thanos. Marvel's not going to let them just kill off half of their big name superheroes without a way to bring them back. We will see how that turns out. Nick Fury supposedly is going to be Peter Parker's mentor rather than Tony Stark in the next in the Spider-Man movie. Can't wait to see that. Love Samuel Jackson. I think Tom Holland's doing a killer job as Spider-Man. Batman. Ooh. In the fallout from the failed wedding to Catwoman, Batman has been trying to keep himself happy. He's in a court case right now. He's in the jury, actually. And just so happens the case is about Batman. They're trying to figure out if Batman used excessive force to coerce a false statement from Mr. Freeze. The jury is ready to, just say, hey, yeah, Batman was in his right. Except Bruce votes against it. He wants to find out if there's some subplot from Bane or someone to try to frame Mr. Freeze. Meanwhile, to keep up appearances, Dick Grayson is going around as Batman, so nobody suspects the the absence of Batman. So they don't think that Bruce Wayne is still Batman. Ugh. Anyway, Batman number 53 comes out August 15th. It's been a good read so far. Tom King, great writer. He did great on Miracle, Mr. Miracle. He's doing really good at Batman. I mean, he's halfway in. He was supposedly in for a 100 episode run, so we're a little over halfway into his run. It's been great. I didn't believe anybody could follow up Snyder and be this popular, but he's done it. So pick up Batman 53 and see where he goes with this. Okay, Showtime, pay channel. Homeland. I watched the first two or three seasons of Homeland, up to the point where they caught the bad guy, the redheaded guy who was eventually became a senator or a congressman. After that, it just got kind of silly, and I got tired of watching it. It didn't hold my interest, but obviously it held a lot of other people's because they are going into season 8, which will be their last season, it says. I guess they've ran out of stories to tell. It's going to premiere June 2019, 12 episodes for season 8 of Homeland and the final season. You get to see Claire Danes one more season. Venom. Tom Hardy is Venom. They're talking about since they can't get Peter Parker, the Tom Holland character, they are focusing a lot on Venom. They're going to start bringing in a lot of the Venom side characters, and other Spider-Man related characters. There's a Silver Sable and Black Cat movie announced. They're also looking at doing a movie of Morbius, the Living Vampire, starring Jared Leto. I think they've cast Jared Leto as the lead. And they're talking about having, well, this Venom movie has supposedly a ton of other symbiotes in it. So they are looking like they're going to try to make Venom their version of Spider-Man. Let's cross our fingers. October 5th, Venom comes out. If Venom tanks, these other movies may get pushed to the back burner. But I hope that's not the case. Tom Hardy's a great actor. Venom's a great character. Let's hope the script is great and that we get to see more of the Venom character. Lucifer season 4. Told you before, Fox canceled it. Their reasoning was they don't want to have any kind of, they don't want their fingers on anything that they don't really own. So they just, even though Lucifer was a popular show, they cut it. Netflix swooped in, grabbed it, and they're going to be having season 4 where you can binge the whole season sometime early 2019. They already have title for the first episode of season 4. It's Everything's Okay. That could be deceptive as you if you watch season 3, the finale. Lucifer finally gets his devil face back, and it is revealed to his love interest, the detective, Chloe, and his big showdown with Tom Welling, who was Cain Abel character. Let's see how if the detective takes it well or if she freaks out. I mean, I don't know how I'd feel if I saw somebody I know all of a sudden with a devil face, even though he's been telling her the whole time. Let's see if she snaps or if she accepts it. The Star Wars series that I told you about yesterday with Jon Favreau producing it, this is just a rumor. They're saying it may be taking place on the planet Mandalore. If you know anything about Star Wars, you know Mandalore is where the Mandalorian mercs are from. They're talking about it being maybe set a few years after New Hope, with Mandalore trying to return to prominence. A lot of the most popular characters are from Mandalore through the movies and through the cartoon Rebels. Strangely enough, though, Boba Fett, he's not from Mandalore, he's a clone. But his father, Jango, is from Mandalore. We will see, you know, and then you got Pre Vizsla and Sabine Wren. Mandalore could give you, I would love to see that just as a backstory to the Mandalorian mercs. Give them a little, fleshed out those, that group a little more. We don't really get to see a lot from them besides just that they're mercenaries. So hopefully this rumor is true and it's set on Mandalore. Big budget, over $100 million for the season is what they're throwing at it. Favreau has done great work before with, you know, Jumanji, Zarathustra, a lot of the Iron Man stuff. Let's cross our fingers again. Hope Favreau can make Star Wars great. It's going to be on their streaming service, of course. Can't wait to see it. I hope it is about Mandalore. Another movie, Michael B. Jordan. You just saw him as Killmonger in Black Panther. He's making Creed 2, the sequel to Creed. The first Creed was more of an origin story. He didn't really have a big bad guy to fight. This one is different. You're going to see the son of Drago, Victor Drago. Who is the son of the guy from Rocky IV. If you remember Rocky IV, Drago killed Apollo Creed in the ring. So, you know, there's a little animosity there. His son, Victor Drago, is same disposition. Not a likable guy. He kind of flaunts it in Creed's face. We get to see Michael B. Jordan is kind of hesitant to come back, but I think this is luring him in. We will see another big boxing matchup. Sylvester Stallone is there to train Michael B. Jordan's character. If you like the original Rockies, which who doesn't, all the boxing and stuff, this one follows right now. The first Creed, I haven't seen it, but it got great reviews. I'm going to have to go watch it now so I can watch Creed 2. We will see that in November 21st in the theaters. So you have till that time to go watch the first one if you haven't seen it. Okay, our last thing. I've been reporting about James Gunn. The tweets he sent way back when. They were pretty bad tweets. I don't think it was serious or had malicious intent, but it was bad enough that Disney released him. They fired him. Everybody on the Guardians of the Galaxy movie have supported Gunn, you know, being there, being back. Even so much as Dave Bautista, who plays Drax, has said he doesn't even want to be attached to it if James Gunn's not doing it. It's not what he signed up for. He signed up for a James Gunn movie. Well, now they're even supposedly scrapping the script that James Gunn wrote. And Bautista said, you know, contract or not, at this point, I'm going to do my best to get out of this. I don't want anything to do with it. It'd be a big disservice to James Gunn if I'm in this. A lot of the other Hollywood actors attached to Guardians of the Galaxy, a lot of them have quit Twitter. A lot of them have shown their protests that they'd want him back or they really don't want to be attached to it. I'm just wondering if all these guys are that happy and you force them to make the movie because of contract, are they going to put their best foot forward or are they just going to do this to fulfill the contract? I don't really want to see the next Guardians of the Galaxy have lackluster acting because they are forced to do it against what they want to do. I want these guys to want to do this movie. So Guardians of the Galaxy 3 may or may not happen the way it's looking. Disney has said they refuse to, well, they're intimating they will not rehire James Gunn. And a lot of the actors are saying, well, then we don't want to do it. I'm sure we'll hear more about this coming up. Dave Bautista is one of the up and rising stars. If he's not going to be in it, who do you replace him with? Who else can be Drax? I don't know. I don't have that answer. Okay, that's all I have for today. Thank you guys for indulging me. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel. Like the video. Leave a comment. If you don't like the video, we also have it on podcast over at TalkDirtyPodcast.com. You can download it. Or go to iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes and leave us a good rating to push us a little higher in the search engine there on iTunes. As always, I will see you tomorrow with more nerdy news. Later, nerds.